Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July the 2nd, 2023. I don't think I have ever gotten an email like this that I'm about to share with you ever in my 50 years of being a teacher. I am flabbergasted about this. I thought, you know, twice, maybe three times about doing a podcast on this, even though I've been asked to do so. But here is the question. What advice would you give a young person entering into the workforce, the world today? I don't think I've ever been asked that. I've sat with this. The person wants to remain anonymous, and it's a male, so I'm going to say Mr. Anonymous. Mr. Anonymous, I have never had the privilege, the honor of having anyone ask me this. I have so many things I'd like to say to you, but I don't have time, and you don't have the ears to hear, or nor the eyes to see the value of what I would be offering to you based on your email, that you're overeducated and hence you are an overthinker, as you say. So you're going to probably screw this up, that my advice to you is. And hopefully you'll listen to this podcast, download it on your computer, and listen to it many times. I hope so. Well, the first thing I would say to a young person is, you must realize why you are here. You are not here for the reasons of survival, the mechanism of sustaining a survival mentality that is, as I always say, where the means justify the ends. So that is very, very important for you to understand. If you understand that first thing, and you are maybe curious about why you are here, then you might be on a different wavelength than most people are in this world. And most of us are on the wavelength of pride, prestige, vanity, trying to find happiness. So here is my first thing. There is no such thing as happiness. Not in the quantitative sense of it that most people think of as one pleasure after another, or thinking that they have achieved something where they are being rewarded and pleasured for that. That would be the average definition of happy. Happiness is a quality of consciousness. It is not the results or the efforts we make to get the things we want in this world, like security. That's a big one. So with all that being said, you would have to start developing consciousness. The bank account, not so much. The consciousness. If you attain to consciousness, as Jesus said, all these things will be added unto you. You won't have to worry about it. So if you are going to be happy, you have to find out what you want to do in this world that you would do for free anyway, without being paid. Something you find deeply significant. Not well paying all the time, but significant. Significant to the sacredness of your heart and entering into an experience in this world of love. You have to, listen to me, Mr. Anonymous, you have to want love more than wanting what you think you love. Think you want. Think is love. If you can do that, if you are willing to do that, you are going to enter into consciousness, that state of being where you are able to recognize the truth, not the desire, ambition, and pride, not the power that people like to talk about. You will enter into humility. In that humility, you will find the greatest gift, the pearl of great price in this world. And it is the mercy that would bring love into your life. Not just a person. That could happen. You could find drawn to you a great love, a person who would, shall we say, stand up for your integrity and character and help you build it over and over and over again. It's an endless job, by the way. So that would be the next thing I would advise you. Build character, not bank account. Don't be worried about the bank account. It will be there and all your needs will be taken care of. If you find love first, if you put love first. This is a very difficult thing because when I use the word love, it is thought of as some sort of emotional thing that would make you happy or give you something that would equate to overcoming the lack of love maybe you had in your childhood or the kind of love you had in your childhood where you had to deserve it and all that other stuff. Once you understand this, once you get involved in your heart and start living from the heart instead of the head, you will come to a place in your life where goodness and mercy will be yours. Now, I want you, as I end here, I want to give you something very important. Most young people are not raised with any sense of value of what is deeply important. The cup that you give to another person that is filled with whatever you fill your cup up with will eventually be the cup that you drink. It can either be a potion for love or a poison for the ego and from the ego. This is up to you. And it will be very tempting to drink the cup that you give that is filled with poison, resentment, hostility, fear, hatred, rather than love. And you're going to have to remember to take the lower seat in this world, in this life, for the sake of a love that is greater than your hatred, your fear, the thing that nourishes you as a human being, which is hate and fear. You're going to have to look at it from an entirely different point of view. The likelihood of that will depend upon your sincerity. If your question to me was really sincere, you will heed what I am saying. It would turn your life around. I don't think people that know you intimately would be particularly thrilled with the change of your attitude from maybe going from being aggressive and assumptive into humility and the what I call only don't know mentality. I think your parents probably wouldn't be too thrilled with that. So you're going to have to do this if you do it, and you probably won't. You're going to have to do this under the wraps of your own personal silence to do things beyond the confines of your DNA, your genetics, your family heritage. You're going to have to open your mind up past the parochial thinking that makes you believe that 2 and 2 is 4 and that's all there is in life. There is much more. The equation exists, 2 and 2, for a specific purpose that is beyond the concepts of human thinking. It is something that is derived out of silence. And one last thing before I go. Always remember, silence is the answer to everything. What an honor. What an honor. And I am deeply grateful to have that honor. And I hope it helped. And I hope it helped our listeners. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. And I will be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, all of you. Namaste.